8320. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, January 4th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Checker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, polls are starting to come out, and we have a statewide open seat, folks, for U.S. Senate this year. 2024 will elect a new U.S. senator. On the Democrat side, they're trying to anoint U.S. Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin, Democrat from Holly. In the polls that are currently out, shows her leading the current Democratic field of people running for the U.S. Senate nomination with 50% support. Again, this is based on public policy polling data conducted for the Voter Protection Project that was released yesterday. Survey poll was done December 28, 29th. 549 likely Democratic voters. So they polled the Democrats only. Now, first of all, out of the gate, they claim 34% of those polled are still undecided. But they show Slotkin has 50%. Coming in second place is the actor Hill Harper. He's from Detroit with 12%. Former State Representative Leslie Love is at 3%, and Nasser Baydoun is at 2%. A fifth candidate, Zachary Burns, was not included. This is a direct head-to-head with Slotkin winning over Harper, 56-14%, with 31% undecided. Slotkin is a three-term member of Congress, has a 58% favorable with only an 8% unfavorable rating. Another 34% don't have an opinion either way. By comparison of Democrats polled, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has a 90% favorable to 5% unfavorable. Meanwhile, Biden, among the Democrats, 75% favorable, 14% unfavorable. So she has less favorable ratings than Biden, but 34% of those polled didn't have an opinion of her. From here, the survey asked voters' opinions on attributes they found important in a candidate, which all played into Slotkin's strengths. National security experience. Slotkin is a former CIA analyst who also worked within the Department of Defense. That's where she claims to be a veteran, when in fact she wasn't a veteran. She did not serve in the military, but she worked at the Department of Defense. The Democrats polled on this. 84% found that to be important. 14% not important. Next question asked, crafting and passing legislation. Slotkin is serving her third term in Congress. She got 95% important on this one, 3% not important. Next question, running for office and winning. Slotkin is 3 victories to 0 defeats in her 3 elections. Harper and Baydoun, 0. They've never won anything. Love has lost her seat in the state house at least once. So Slotkin being a winner, 80% important, 14% not important. Being a champion of domestic and Michigan manufacturing. Slotkin makes the claim that she is 91% important. Okay, then I got a very simple question for you folks being polled, you Democrats. Did you just hear the news story about Michigan's declining population? Based on U-Haul's one-way rentals, Michigan is 46th out of 50 in the country as destinations for people to relocate to. Most of our U-Haul one-way rentals is out of the state of Michigan. People packing up and going somewhere else. Florida. Did you hear Sean Hannity just moved to Florida? Yep. He's been talking about it for years. Well, he's out of New York. Sean Hannity is done with New York. He's now a resident of the free state of Florida. Had a press release on it yesterday. Well, having experience as an actor was an actual question. Why? Because Hill Harper is an actor. Slotkin is not. 7% of the people felt that was important, 89% not important. Being a spokesperson for corporations like Toyota and Wells Fargo. Again, Harper has done both. Slotkin has not. 8% important, 85% not important. So do you see how this push poll is done? You see how they ask the questions? How important is it for you to have a U.S. senator that has experience as an actor? That's not important. Anybody, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, progressive, communist, socialist, I don't care who you are. Having experience as an actor to be a U.S. senator, it's not important. But you see, they teed it up that way because Hill Harper is an actor. Slotkin isn't. But as a congresswoman serving 3 terms in the U.S. Congress, how important is it for a U.S. senator to craft and pass legislation? Well, that's 95% important. Because she's won 3 elections. How important is it for a U.S. Senate Democrat candidate to run for office and win their election? Oh, that's really important. Well, the other members have never won an election, and the state rep, Love, actually lost an election. So they want a winner. This is absolutely a push poll. I don't care what anybody says. They were asking the questions in such a way that they would get the answers, the responses they were looking for. This is an obvious, clear choice that they, the media, and the Democrats want to anoint Elisa Slotkin to be their candidate. If that ends up being the case, folks, what should the Republican candidate be able to do? Is it going to be important that they be able to say, I ran for office before and won my election? like Mike Rogers, former congressman, I believe, what, 8th Congressional District? Meanwhile, Peter Meyer won one election, was voted out, and lost his next election because he voted to impeach Donald Trump. How much experience do you have in crafting and passing legislation? Well, Mr. Rogers was part of the Patriot Act. After 9/11, he was in the U.S. House of Representatives in the U.S. Congress and helped pass the Patriot Act. Excuse me. So you can actually structure these polls by the questions you ask the people you are polling a certain question in a certain way. It's called polling methodology. What percentage were Democrats? According to this, all of them. They only polled Democrats. This is on a Democrat potential candidate for U.S. Senate. So, of course, they're not going to talk to Republicans. They're not going to talk to Libertarians. Diehard Democrats is who they polled. Well, kind of interesting, an event's coming up here in northern Michigan. We're going to talk about that story next. There's going to be an event put on by some folks, and it's going to be held on January the 19th. Well, I'm going to be attending it. See exactly what's going on this one regarding the Republicans. And let's see exactly how they are responding to a media request, a media credentials request. We'll see what's going on with that. Short break, final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Askeel Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with AutoPay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Let's do a little housekeeping here first. Got a text message from Rick Warzwack. Thank you for the prayers and thank you for the text messaging. Totally 100% full recovery. Yes. Thank you, God. Well, here is some other text messages coming in response to our discussion. Officer Rick, Slotkin has been elected with Nancy Pelosi money. Actually, a lot of Hollywood money, too. Slotkin is my worthless congresswoman. Can't stand her or her staff. I quit calling her offices as they do not return my calls. I don't know who she represents, but it's definitely not me. So you would be a no on her to be your U.S. Senator. Brett Gooding, when I hear of Mr. Rogers' name, I think of Benghazi. The Benghazi embassy, where four Americans lost their lives when his wife was in charge of security. Let's see. Oh, I got a text from Missy. That's exactly right. Ivermectin or any parasite protocol. I've seen so many people on TikTok talking about parasites and how they took ivermectin and things like soursop leaves to make tea. I've never heard of stage 5 before. I haven't either. Well, there is a Republican and Democrat. They're calling this a U.S. Senate candidate forum is coming to Northern Michigan. At least, three of Michigan's top tier U.S. Senate candidates are confirmed for a candidate forum on January 19th, hosted by the Northern Michigan Policy Conference. It's going to be at the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa in Acme. There at The Bear, hosted by the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance, whoever that is, I guess a bunch of chambers, perhaps. Former U.S. Congressman Peter Meyer, Board of Education member Nikki Snyder, and entrepreneur actor Hill Harper have confirmed for the event. Former Congressman Mr. Rogers and the current U.S. Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin have both been invited and are both possible attendees. See, that's a nice way of saying they haven't confirmed yet. They probably won't come because they deem themselves to be the front runners. Mr. Rogers hasn't attended anything. There's been candidate forums already held all over the state. He hasn't showed up at one. A good friend of mine MERS editor Kyle Malin will be moderating the forum. Other confirmed guests for the day-long policy conference include Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, House Speaker Joe Tate, the Democrat from Detroit, Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity Director Susan Corbin, and the Michigan State Housing Development Authority Director Amy Hovey, and at least 10 other state legislators. Well, since it's going to be in John Roth and Senator DeMoose's districts, I hope they're one of the 10, because I am going to be attending this event. I'm waiting for them to respond to my media credentials request. The Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance is a coalition of 16 chambers and economic development organizations with more than 7,000 member businesses from across Northern Michigan. This is their sixth year for holding the policy conference and is the alliance's agenda-setting meeting. Oh, good. Well, maybe I can have some input talking with these folks about truly fixing the state of Michigan. How about making us competitive by getting rid of the state income tax and the 90% monopoly that DTE and Consumers Energy has on our electric grid? Open it up to competition. And how come they're not talking about nuclear power plants anymore? That was supposed to be part of their Clean Energy Act. And I don't see it anywhere in there. So, one interesting point, other candidates like Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and Michael Hoover, James Craig, no mention of them being even invited to this event. Well, according to Kyle Malin, I texted him, they've just contracted, paid a polling company to do a poll on name recognition, promised the O'Donnell campaign that if she polls higher than State Board of Education member Nikki Snyder, who has been invited and confirmed, well, then they will extend an invitation to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. So we'll see the results of that poll. I believe he said it'll be out on Wednesday this coming week, January the 10th. The O'Donnell campaign's already aware of the event and has been in contact with the people hosting it. Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance. Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge